KEXP is here to help you discover new music. And one way we do this is through storytelling. I'm Emily Fox, inviting you to join me for A Deeper Listen, a new podcast from KEXP. Every Tuesday, we bring you exclusive, vulnerable conversations with artists about the ideas and experiences that shape their music. When you connect with their stories, you'll hear the music you already love in a totally new light. Take A Deeper Listen with us. Available now wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for KEXP.
Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Abel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
All right.
Welcome to Live on KEXP. I'm your host, Troy Nelson. On the show this time, it's the Mexican-American indie folk of Portland's Y La Bamba.
Vamos a decir, esto es el final, nada es como antes, nada es como era, quiero dejarlo.
Y La Bamba is the band name of Luz Elena Mendoza Ramirez. They've been making music since the mid-2000s, starting out like many a great band, playing the open mics around their part-time hometown of Portland, Oregon. Over the years, the band has changed, but the community around it has only grown. They've worked with folks like Chris Funk from The Decemberists, Steve Berlin from Los Lobos, and Sergio Mendoza from Calexico. They've toured with Nico Case and the Lumineers. They've hit the Billboard Latin pop charts, NPR's top lists, and stolen the hearts of every independent radio station that took the time to listen. Their latest album, Lucha, is available on Tender Loving Empire. Y La Bamba's debut album, Alita Street, was recorded at home on 4-track and released in 2008. Luz followed up 3 years later with the Chris Funk-produced Lupin, which explored a lot of the same material but with a larger ensemble. Came Court the Storm with more electric production from Steve Berlin.
Escúchame, te lo juro que te amo. Yo, mi corazón se jode y mi alma se me quiere escapar. Mi corazón se jode y mi alma se me escapa.
Then came O February, with some glorious finger-picking guitar supporting some more folk-oriented songs.
Walk through the ruins of our fabricated towns that really only had our own. Hold on to movements, move as fast as you can.
Ojos del Sol came after a solid 4-year stint singing with Sergio Mendoza in Los Hijos de la Montaña.
Ojos del Sol, piel de madera, con un corazón temblando.
The next record, the self-produced Mujeres, and the single of the same name broke through with a chanting, rhythmic, and lyrical intensity. It's dedicated to women, and in particular, Luz Elena's own mother. Entre los dos could refer to being between two countries, Mexico and the USA, or to the things that are between two people, or to the choices we make. I mean, it's a great title for a record.
Yo me saltaré de mi ventana y la muerte de ahí me espera con otra vida. Tan horrible el cielo de hoy con su agua triste.
KEXP's DJ Cheryl Waters asked Luz about the title of the latest album and the themes of her work.
It's so fabulous to finally hear this new record, which is out tomorrow, and lucha in Spanish, I think, means struggle or fight. And I heard that that's also a nickname for you.
So lucha means to persevere. Yeah, just to fight. And lucha, I mean, there's like a lot of names, like, you know, Francisco is Pancho, Ignacio is Nacho, Pepe can be Jose, Che is Jose, I think, or Jesus. And Lucha, I think a lot of the Lucias or Luz Elenas, Luz Maria, Luz whatever, is the nickname is Lucha Lucia. Lucha Villa is a famous mariachi singer who, sorry, that was my pedal, who was named, that's why she was named Lucha, because that was her little nickname. And I didn't know that. My friend, he found that out for me. So ever since then, I've been going by that name. So it's just like, you know, it's not that I was like, it's just, it's so symbolic to me. If I'm going to put something out or release something out to the world, it's because in the silence of my own path, I have like, you know, it just felt like a very strong conviction just kind of release it together and give people the opportunity to get to know what lucha means and also, you know, a little bit of both.
Well, you've said that lucha, this record, is a symbol for you to tackle healing, live life, and to be present. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, I think all my albums talk exactly about that. And I feel like the theme will never change. It just feels like it just keeps getting, you know, like we all pass levels in life in this way of like healing and learning. It sounds weird to say levels, but like, you know, we get through our own little moments and our own our obstacles, and we, you know, like the only difference is that one of the differences here is that I'm documenting it and having the whole, you know, world accessible, you know, they have access to like my growth.
For this performance, Luz and the band played three songs from Lucha and a brand new one. Here's Y La Bamba live on KEXP.
Quizás será la última vez. costo de cambiar. Es algo como un misterio, algo que no quiere encontrarse para estar disponible a la vez. La tierra, la luna, siempre debajo de mi mar. Con mucho respeto, lo digo como se siente. A veces me engañan mis ojos oscuros, quizás será la última vez. Thank you.
just heard Ila Bamba with the songs Mas Manos and Crema de Melon.
Live on KXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Ila Bamba.
Medico
Was our live session with Ila Bamba. You heard the songs Dibujos de Mi Alma and Collapse. We'd like to thank the band for stopping by. Shout out to our partner station KAOS 89.3 at Evergreen State College in Olympia, Washington. If you enjoy Live on KEXP, also check out our El Sonido podcast, exploring the meaning of place and history in Latin music. Search for KEXP wherever you listen to podcasts. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You'll find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. This show is produced by Julian Martlew and curated with support from Jackson Long and Isabel Khalili. I'm Troy Nelson. We'll see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.